A government collapses, a president abroad races home to plan to address the nation. Also, a US president-elect on his way for the spectacular Notre Dame reopening at the weekend. French politics is in turmoil at the moment, following the collapse of Michel Barnier's government over an austerity budget, leaving President Emmanuel Macron with the headache of trying to find a new prime minister and preparing to entertain Donald Trump in Paris. Journalist John Litchfield is in Paris and can fill us in. How did the French government, how did President Macron end up in this mess, John?
Well, how long have you got, Anya? He came to power in 2017 saying he was going to rebuild French politics. And in some ways he has, but maybe not in the way he intended. You know, it was always a sort of left-right game in France. They invented the terms. It's now, partly through Macron's intervention, but not only, split into three mutually detesting blocks of very uncompromising left, far right, and the old consensual centre, pro-European centre, dominated by Macron's people. And there is no future of government possible, it seems, and certainly the old one wasn't able to bridge that, those divisions. At the same time, that crisis, the long crisis has run into the second financial crisis of the country, building deficits and not meeting its commitments to reduce its deficits. And Barnier was given the task of trying to get a relatively tough budget, but not maybe as tough as all that, through a parliament that didn't want to, in majority, agree anything. So in a sense, what happened last night was inevitable. It seemed for a long time that Marine Le Pen would play along and allow this budget to go through. Her attitude changed dramatically in the last few days, and we can perhaps discuss why that may have been. But it's difficult to see what can happen except more turmoil and confusion in the months ahead.
So does the initiative lie with Marine Le Pen? Why did she support this collapse of the government? Why did she force this vote? And what does she do next?
It has to be seen, I think, partly against a context of another event, which is a trial that she was in for 7 weeks this autumn for embezzling €7 million from the European Parliament by using officials, pretending their officials were working there, but they're actually working for her party in Paris. She is pretty well banged to rights, judging by the evidence in that. And when the judgment comes down in March, she has a very, very strong chance of being banned from French politics for 5 years, banned from seeking electoral office. In other words, she won't be able to run in the 2027 presidential election. When that became clear in the trial, it wasn't entirely clear at the beginning, her attitude changed. She denies there's any connection between the two. Most people in French politics are convinced there was. She's taking the view that the system's trying to get me, so I'll try and get the system. She also, I think, hopes, probably wrongly, to push Macron into resigning to try and clear this logjam, in which case there could be a presidential election before the judgment comes down in March and she could possibly win that. And then she might be in the Donald Trump situation. You know, would the judges ban a sitting president of the Republic? They may use their powers of discretion to suspend any suspension from politics she has. So that's her calculations. I think she's possibly made a big mistake. You know, she for many years has been trying to prove that she is a person capable of making the difficult decisions of government. She isn't just a rabble-rouser. She isn't just a destructive force like the far left, as she would say. She has kind of abandoned that over the last couple of weeks and listened to the more violently destructive people within her own party. So it's not clear that she's going to come out of this well by any means.
And then on top of all that, as if President Macron hasn't got enough headaches, he's got to entertain President-elect Trump.
Yes, and you know, Macron is the one who likes to take his time. It took 2 months for him to appoint Barnier as prime minister after the snap elections in the summer. Barnier's lasted only 3 months. He can't wait for another 2 months to appoint a new prime minister. There are several reasons for that. One, yes, he doesn't want to sort of face Trump and other world leaders on Saturday without having addressed this crisis in some way by appointing a new prime minister, which may come today or tomorrow. He also has to address the question question that if nothing is done, because not only Barnier fell last night, but the 2025 budget fell, and unless something is done to replace that in an emergency way by rolling over the 2024 budget, there is a possibility, not a strong possibility, but something has to be done to stop the French government just closing down on January the 1st, having no further right to raise taxes or spend money. So you need a new government in place probably to do that. And I think All that right. the opposition forces will accept that. So he has to move much more rapidly than he's used to and appoint a new prime minister probably today, probably tomorrow.
Thank you for filling us in on all of that. That was John Litchfield in Paris.